Ho-hum, it's a new threat of a government shutdown. But ignore this one at your own peril, if you can believe the resolve of House Republicans targeting the takedown of the Affordable Care Act. Let's gauge public reaction with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hi, hello, Dave.
Well, what do Americans prefer, gridlock or grit?
We have asked Americans about their beliefs on what they want their elected representatives to do for a number of times now. We just updated it, and the data are clear. Americans say compromise. In fact, it's a 2-to-1, over a 2-to-1 ratio. 53% of Americans say it's more important for their elected representatives to compromise than it is to stick to their principles. And only 25% say it's more important to stick to beliefs. Now, Democrats overwhelmingly say compromise, but even among Republicans, it splits even. And Dave, I would point this out, even among Tea Party supporters, it splits even. In other words, Tea Party supporters are just as likely to say their representative should compromise as stick to principles. So I think this whole idea of shutting down the government because we have to stick to our principles just doesn't fly with the average American.
So with that, what is the current level of support for the Tea Party?
22% say they're supporters of the Tea Party, and that's about where it has been. The high watermark was 32%, which came back in November of 2010. That's when they were very successful at the polls, of course, in the midterm elections. But we've got about 1 out of 5 Americans now who still, when we ask them, say they're supporters of the Tea Party.
Frank, let's move on to support for the Democratic Party.
We find the Democratic Party mixed. It had been certainly doing better last year during the Obama reelection campaign, and it's fallen off some. Right now, when Americans are asked which party can do the better job of keeping the country prosperous, it's virtually a tie between Republican and Democratic Party, and last year the Democrats have been well ahead. Which party can do the best job? National security, terrorism. The Republicans have an edge there, as they have previously, going back to the Bush administration, but last year the Democrats had come back and tied them. Now it's back to a spread again. So perceptually at the moment on these two key issues, foreign affairs and, of course, keeping us prosperous internally, it's either a tie or the Republicans have a slight edge.
Let's talk about the Washington Navy Yard mass shooting added to an ever-growing list that includes Newtown, Aurora, Tucson, etc. Has there been reaction different from those of previous tragedies?
Yeah, it is tragic that we have these occasions where we go back and ask Americans these questions. You know, one issue that has come up again, Dave, of course, is gun control laws. They were not enacted after Newtown. We have a longstanding trend, should gun laws be made stricter, less strict, or kept about as they are. And last year, after Newtown, that would have been in December, we updated that, and we did find a spike up to about 58% of Americans who said that gun laws should be made more strict. And that was the highest we had seen in a number of years. We just ask it this week after the Navy Yard shootings again, and that's back down to 49% of Americans who say gun laws should be made more strict. Now, that's higher than we had seen back in 09 and 10, but it does not sustain the higher level we found after Newtown. So for whatever reason, the Navy Yard tragedy has not led to as high a level of support for stricter gun laws as we measured in December after Newtown.
Though, do Americans feel that gun law restrictions should be applied to those who are deemed mentally unstable?
Well, we have found that when we gave Americans, in fact, we just updated this after this week's tragedy, a list of causes for these types of mass shootings. And sure enough, in line with your question there, the failure of the mental health system to identify individuals who are a danger to others is the top reason that Americans tell us is a cause for these kinds of mass shootings. Easy access to guns actually comes in number two. Security, failure of security at public buildings and national buildings such as the Navy Yard actually came in fairly well down the list. It was not a top issue. So the number one issue, according to Americans, is mental health, trying to screen out mental health people who could be dangerous. Second, guns.
Is it specifically mental health screening or also providing money for mental health to better prevent and work with afflicted individuals?
Well, I think that would be part of it. The way we phrased this question was failure of the mental health system to identify individuals who are a danger to others. But previously this year, we had asked some referendum questions and do find that Americans support, when we actually mentioned dollars, spending more government dollars in the mental health arena.
Frank, let's get down to business. I understand Gallup has a ranking of 25 business and industry sectors.
That's right. And again, it's the computer industry that's number one. Americans don't like big business in general. We've talked about that. But boy, if you're in the computer or the internet industry now, you're flying high. Out of these 25 sectors, the one that has the most positive instant reaction is the computer industry. That's followed by not only the internet industry, but the restaurant industry, farming and agriculture. Anything to do with food seems to be going well now, Dave, and also the travel industry. Way down at the bottom, and this is usually the case, is the oil and gas industry. That's dead last on our ranking this year, as it has been off and on over the years. The only thing that threatens it at the bottom of the list is the federal government. But also, I might tell you, some of the other industries that Americans have a very negative reaction to are the healthcare industry, banking, and the pharmaceutical industry. So health is not the place to be in terms of the image. Computers and internet and food, the places to be. If you want to work in an industry where at a cocktail party, people would say, hey, that's great. I'm glad you're working in that industry.
Frank, a matter near and dear to my heart. I understand there's new polling on attitudes around news media.
That's right. And we've basically seen very little change. We have asked over the years, is the news media too liberal, too conservative, or about right? And the bottom line is Americans continue to be more likely to say too liberal than too conservative. And that really, we've graphed that over the years, hasn't changed much at all. That's been extremely consistent. 46% say the media are too liberal. 13% say they're too conservative. And 37% say they're about right. And again, very little change. Democrats say it's about right. They're pretty pleased with the media. But as Republicans and conservatives that drive these numbers, they're the ones that overwhelmingly, three quarters or more of Republicans, for example, say that the news media are too liberal.
Has the notion of media evolved for respondents, though? Does it now include, for example, social media or other internet-acquired information?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and we haven't changed the wording, so we've let respondents define it as they would. We say, quote, are the news media in general too liberal, about right, or too conservative? We don't tell Americans how to define news media, so we don't know. I assume that nowadays Americans have a more expansive view of the news media than they may have when we started asking the question over a decade ago, but we don't probe to see exactly what's in their minds.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.